Parah Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey Zecher Nishma Shalom Pinchas Elisha Ben Yecheskel Shraga. Continuing the issue of performing a malacha and interruption that invalidates one's water that he was going to mix ashes with. Hamamali Lo Ulechatos. A man collects water for himself for personal use. He decides he wants to drink, and he collects some for making mechatos for the issue of kedusha. So he's going to mix ashes with it afterwards. Mamali Yeshalot Tchila VeKoshro BeEsel. He, in terms of the sequence, he should first collect for himself, fasten the pitcher, the water bottle, to a pole that he's using to carry on his shoulder, and then the achakach mamali eshal chatos, fill up the chatos keli. Because since he collected the water for his personal use first, put it on the pole, and only then handled the chatos, he didn't do any malacha after collecting the chatos water. Everything he did was before. If, on the other hand, he did it backwards, then milei eshal chatos tchilo, v'achkach milei eshalo, if first he filled the chatos jug, and then he filled his own water bottle, well then, puzzle, he made the mechatos puzzle, because by collecting water for your personal use, after you've put the mechatos in its keli, you made a malacha. And as such, the mechatos is puzzle. Continuing now, the guy who did the right thing. So he filled up his own, put it on a pole, then filled up the chatos water. He has to put his own behind himself. So the chatos water is kosher at this point. So the pitcher he's using for personal use puts at the end of the pole that dangles over his shoulder. But he puts the chatos keli at the end of the pole that's in front of him. The why in front of him? Because he wants to guard it carefully to make sure nothing happens to it before he mixes ashes with it. There is no psul carrying the chatos water on the same pole as his personal water, because this doesn't increase or decrease the amount of space or distance he has to cover before bringing it back to the ashes. He would have to make the trip anyway, so it's not an additional malacha. On the other hand, v'imnasan eshal chatos lachorav, if you put the chatos water on the back of the pole that's dangling over his shoulder so he can't watch it, then it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because the problem is that it is not going to be watched. It's not going to be guarded. And so the chatos water requires guarding, according to this Mishnah, based on a pasuk that says that it shall be mechatos, that it's going to be safekeeping is the phrase that the Torah uses. And as such, he didn't keep it safe. He had it dangling behind the shoulder. Who knows what people were doing behind him while he was walking. Hayushneim shal chatos. What if he collected water in two kelim to make chatos water out of it? And he has one pole. So nosein achas lefanav. He puts one in front of him. And v'ached la'achorav. And he puts the other one on the back of the pole behind himself. Kosher. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? We just said that if you put something on the back where you can't see it, it's puzzle because he didn't guard it. So the Mishnah explains, Vnesha Efshar. Because what is he supposed to do? The way these poles were designed was to have one on each end. It's not going to help him to try to put both on the front. Then he's going to end up dropping it and spilling it all over the place. He has to put one behind him. Efshar, it's not possible to carry it any other way. Although guarding it is required, but guarding it by not having it on your backpack is only midrabanan. At least according to some mafarshim, they explain that the carrying it behind you lechachila you shouldn't do, but b'dievet it would actually be okay. Other people say efshar has to do with the fact that because both of them are mechatos, he has no choice. Whereas in the case where one is mechatos and one is his private water bottle, he does have a choice. And when he does have a choice, he has to guard it carefully. There was a possibility of guarding. With this one, there is no possibility of guarding because both of them need equal guarding and he can't physically manage that. Mishnavav, Hamolach Hachevel Biyadov. Somebody carries the rope in his hand. He borrows a rope from his friend, ties it to the pitcher to collect the water, and after taking the full pitcher of water back up, he puts it on his shoulder and takes the rope off to return it. Ladarko, if while he's returning the rope to the guy he borrowed it from, it's on the same path that he would be taking to make the mechatos kosher, then the mechatos is kosher because he didn't do a malacha. By dropping it off on his way that he was already walking, he didn't make any detours, he didn't do any malacha. But for Shelo Ladarko, if he had to go out of his way and change course to return this rope on the way, pasul. He pasuled the mechatos because carrying the rope out of his way is considered an interruption of malacha. So I don't know if that means he has to literally drop it as he's walking. I don't know if that means he has to stand out in the street and not even go 3 feet over towards the guy's house. Maybe that could be an issue. But the Mishnah is pretty strict in changing course, making a malacha that's going to ruin things. Ze halach liyavneh shlosha moados. In fact, this case was brought to Yavneh on three different regalim. A Talmud Chacham went on three different regalim to Yavneh, where at that time the Sanhedrin had been exiled was, and he went to ask this halachic question about the guy carrying the rope on a detour three times. And so on the third time, uvamoid shlishi hechshiru lo horas shah. The Sanhedrin told him on the third one that the water is in fact kosher, and this was a haras shah, a special psak, an ad hoc kind of psak for a unique situation. The problem was this was a time of emergency. Because the Sanhedrin is exiled to Yavneh, because the Romans are torturing people and tormenting people, and this, according to the Tosefta, was in fact somebody who came all the way from Asia to come and deal with this halacha. The Chachamim told him, you know what? For a one shot, we can let it happen. But to be perfectly honest, we can't let this happen on a regular basis.